Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Wide variety topics through the first couple hours, all available to you by listening live, but I get it. That's not easy. Typical person who listens to any radio station anywhere in the United States of America, the studies still say, Dave, what, 12 minutes?
About that.
Right? I'm not saying WCCO radio. I'm saying all across America, it's like 10 to 12 minutes. So if you can listen longer, thank you so much. That's phenomenal. If you only want to listen to 10, 12 minutes, I got it. But if you want a podcast, you can. Pretty much everywhere you get a podcast, Chad Hartman Show. Post a couple, and I'm as biased as gets, adorable photos of Quentin on Instagram. Those are available. If you follow me on the gram or Insta, whatever you're calling it, Chad Hartman Show. Also on the Twitter machine, at Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. First hour was led off by James Galliano. Jimmy with the FBI for over 25 years. His excellent insights on the terrorist attack in New Orleans and also Las Vegas and new reports, and then a lot of feedback from you on various parts of the story, then a couple segments with Jim Peterson, and then what turned into Dave Harrigan acknowledging that the sweet potato and potato skins are both elite at what they do, and then how my school was not only targeted, but was targeted because we were about to win the national championship, and they prevented this. So I don't want to hear one Viking fan tell me about Drew Pearson or, you know, Brett Favre. No sports team has ever been screwed more than ASU was yesterday. Ever. Ever. It was the worst call in the history of planet Earth.
That wasn't a call. It was a non-call.
Making fun of us another day after. I would think you'd want to provide comfort to me.
I just, you know, in the interest of clarity, accuracy, journalistic integrity.
Yeah. Should have been a call. Should have been a call. I like to believe in truth, justice, in the American way. I gave up on that at about 4:10 yesterday, one of my college running back. They might have brought out a guillotine. He was attacked. Okay, let's talk religious attendance. I can give you story after story on it. Here, I'll give you a couple. In the late 40s, nearly 80% of Americans said they belonged to a church, synagogue, mosque, or temple. You know what I would have guessed in the 40s? Higher. 1940s, nearly 80%. I would have guessed 90. Now, 45% said they attend, you know, church, synagogue, mosque, temple. And only 32% said they worship God in a house of prayer once a week. Churches, it seems like the drop-off has been most dramatic. In 19, 37% of U.S. Catholics were attending. And 37% said they would remain in the Catholic Church. And years later, it dropped even more. Here's another. Church attendance has declined most of all religious groups. 3 in 10 Americans say they attend religious services every week. 20% almost every week. 9% also in that group. Now, 11% report attending about once a month. 56% seldom. And 31% never. Okay? What's happened? You can forget all the numbers, but we know, bottom line, it's dropped off dramatically. Attending a mosque, a temple, a synagogue, a church. We know we also have more people who just don't identify with religion. We also have a lot of people who identify agnostic. That's who I am. I am reasonably convinced that there is a spiritual being. I can't prove it. No one can prove it, in my opinion. Just my opinion. But do I also believe there's life after this? Number one, I hope so. I really do. I'm inclined to say yes, but again, we don't have proof. We also have a lot of people who are religious, still are, but don't go to church. Don't go to temple. Don't go to a mosque. We have people who are adamant that our society has suffered because of that. We have others, and I'm in this category, where I believe you can find your morality, your decency, your character, empathy, all over the place. And that if you want that to be enhanced, or you want that to be your core, and that happens, it's reinforced, it's driven, it's essential by you attending a place of worship, good on you. I'm not going to criticize you in any way. But I don't want you to criticize me as someone who grew up, again, I'm fairly transparent here on this radio show. I hope that's been pretty clear. My parents divorced very quickly. Until I was 12, when my mother, just to be blunt, abandoned me. I lived with my mom about 90% of the time. So there are people listening casually think, well, because his father's Jewish, he's Jewish. I'm not. I mean, half my family is. But I was raised by my mom, and we attended a lot of different services. I raised this before, and I think I got a couple texts. The church we attended the most was a Black Baptist church with Reverend Babington. And I forget if that was his first or last name, because I was a young kid. I had no problem with the services on Sunday. It was just a part of it. With my father, he asked me, he goes, well, you're 12, you know, a lot of kids when they're 13. They go through the process, bending gender. For me, it would have been bar mitzvah or a female bat mitzvah. I was like, no. You know, kids have been doing that for years. I'm not running from Judaism in any way. In the end, Kathleen, who I married, she was raised Catholic. She's still spiritual, but she doesn't believe in some of the tenets as much. So we were married by a judge, Judge Alan Lesky. But we also were blessed by a rabbi and a priest for our respective parents. I didn't feel the need, but If it made them happy, sure. My kids, we found a church near us in Plymouth. And my then, having a little hot chocolate, my then six-year-old, talking to the youth pastor, where it turned out this youth pastor was much more religious than we had been led to believe, when the person was saying you have to be led by Jesus Christ, my precocious six-year-old, or seven, I forget how old he was, Griff, what's going to happen to my grandpa? Youth pastor apparently said, well, what are you asking that? He goes, well, my grandpa is Jewish. The youth pastor told my 6 or 7 year old son, I know I've told you this before, he will be going to hell unless he devotes his life to Jesus Christ. I was told that later that night. How do you think that conversation went the next day?
I'm sure it was measured. It was cordial. And
yeah.
I disagree with your position, sir.
Yeah.
Carry on.
It was not pleasant. And that was the end of our attendance there. Again, if he wants to believe that, but that's not what we were told. And to say this to a 6 or 7 year old kid is repugnant. So there's nothing anti-religious for me. But I think they're snobbery both ways. I think there's a lot of atheists who look down and belittle more religious individuals. And it's insulting at times. Not everybody. I think there's also a lot of people who are very devout, who attend services constantly, believe in it, who will look at those of us who don't, whether you're an atheist or I'm not an atheist. I believe there is a supreme being, fairly confident, and just say, what's wrong with you? How do you have any decency about you? There's too much of my line is right. Your line is wrong, which we have too much in our society today. But before we take, well, let's take the break. Why do you, Dave Harrigan, because you're going to answer this first, why do we think attendance is down? Do we think it has hurt the morality of our country? Do we see it ever, not ever, because ever is, who knows, but in the next 10, 15 years, it's jumping up. And are we seeing any more acceptance between those who are more religious versus those who are casually or not at all? I'd love to get feedback on this. Very strong opinions. Reach out. You can text or call 651-461-9226. And if you want to hear about this, you want to hear the sweet potato appetizer talk, that was last hour. You can always podcast it. Chad Hartman Show. 651-461-9226.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's National Buffet Day.
Yes, it is. Celebrate.
So we're playing Rock Lobster. If you want to send in the best buffets in town, you can do that too. But we're going to stay with the religious topic. But I'll read a couple of the buffets. Where the greatest buffets are, 651-461-9226. Okay, you first.
Some people very religious about their buffets.
That's true. That is true. Okay. Do you see a pattern coming up in the next 10, 15 years where attending religious services will go up as opposed to going down, Dave Harrigan? And do you think we're going to see more of an agreement of just we just see it differently from one, let's say, the groups who are atheists or the groups who are the most devout, where many of them, not all, but many of them look at the others and say, I don't even know how you exist.
I do think we'll see a bounce back. I think like so many aspects of our society, it's ebb and flow, and you know, whatever the reason is, I mean, certainly the pandemic had its strong impact on, you know, it became very easy to skip church when they didn't have church or synagogue or whatever it was, temple. And, you know, it's still very easy in a lot of places to, if you don't want to go, if you still want to participate, you can watch it at home or you can show up every couple weeks or once a month or whatever it is. I think there's also a lot to be said, and there has been a lot said about just religious institutions and, you know, over the last decades, people seeing the warts that are there and falling out of love with
for all of them.
Yes.
I mean, the Catholic Church certainly has taken the most visible. Right. For a lot of valid reasons.
Yes, there are.
Obviously, Islam post September 11th has taken a lot of hits. What's fair and what's not? The Jewish, I don't know if so much the Jewish faith versus anti-Semitism post.
Yeah, and that's a different
Hamas, thing. And that's
completely different.
Yes, but exactly.
I think people have, you know, a lot of people have just soured on organized religion and said, you know what, I believe, but I'm going to believe on my own terms. I'm going to do, you know, whether it's pray, whether it's do, you know, acts of service in the community, that's going to be my way to show my appreciation for God or whoever you're, you know, you're praying to at night.
Because it's a really good point, just before you continue, I want you, that you can be at your home and you can still pray. You can find platforms all over the place through your church, your synagogue, where you connect to them, or YouTube, right? Doesn't mean you've given up on it if you don't go on whichever day you might go.
Yeah, and believe me, growing up Catholic, still being Catholic, there's enough homilies that I've heard from priests where I've said, you know, I would like to get up and leave right now because the stuff you're saying, I just doesn't jive with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's perhaps what the church has taught over the years, over decades, over centuries, and, you know, I'm still going to be part of it, but I wish I wasn't here right now.
Yeah.
And I think it's much more easy for anyone to say about any religion of just, I'm going to do it on my own terms.
Yeah.
Now, whether we're going to reach a point where believers and non-believers are more sympathetic towards each other, more understanding of each other, no, I don't see that happening. Look at our politics. If we can't do it in politics, how are we going to do it with religion?
Sadly, I think it might get worse. John has called in. Lots of texts coming in, too. We certainly we'll take a look at more texts or calls. 651-461-9226. Go ahead, John. Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, well, and you can hear me okay, right?
Yes, sir.
So I got two things, and, you know, obviously these are...
Can't make it up. Put them on hold. Shoot, because I want to give John an opportunity. I'm sure the folks were able to hear me when John said, you can hear me. I said, yes. And then he said two things, and then it happened. Let me look at some of the texts while Dave's trying to hook up with him again. People looking for proof, what would you do if you had it? That's why it's called faith. Yeah, there's a lot of things I have faith in. I also, on certain things, would like results, would like proof, would like it defined, to see it. For others, they don't. I'm not saying these things won't happen, but when you tell me there's heaven, and I hope there is, you're just putting your faith in it, which is fine.
Mm-hmm. And proof is different for everyone.
Exactly.
You know, proof of...
Speaking of politics, yeah.
Yes.
It really is.
You know, some people can see, you know, what they would call a miracle in their personal life, whether it's somebody getting over an illness or just something and happens, then they are convinced that is proof of a higher power, of God looking out for them.
Yes.
Other people would say, well, maybe. But I need to see the, you know, see the face of God. That is going to be their proof.
More text here. Chad, I don't know about other faiths, but the Catholic faith suffers because of the refusal to allow female priests, the cover-ups of pedophilia, and the strict requirement of celibacy. All those things have hurt the Catholic faith a great deal. And we have watched, of the two most recent popes, one who was more traditionalist.
Very much.
Like, dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And then one who, compared to his predecessor, was willing to change everything, but he wasn't, right? He just was so different. And Pope Francis, who's battled health issues for years, maybe he's the Pope for another 20 years. I have no idea. I'm not wishing him any harm at all. I don't know how far it will be directed from Vatican City, but that doesn't mean it isn't. You don't see challenges or differences from churches and then branch out to mosques and temples and synagogues who may follow precisely what the original word was written who knows how long ago. And some people want that. They want that strict interpretation. Right? How many times are we in the text, this world should be driven by the Bible, I believe word for word what the Bible says. I would like to go back with them. It's been a long time since I read the Bible, but there's a lot in there about the Bible. If I read verses them and say, are you okay with this in everyday life? And I think they've conveniently forgotten that part, you know. But my guess is the next 10 years we're going to even see even more leeway from temples, mosques, churches, and synagogues, from original teachings. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there will be a push. Let's say if Mike Pence, let's say Donald Trump doesn't, let's say COVID doesn't happen. COVID doesn't happen, Donald Trump wins. I believe that 1,000%. And then Donald Trump has a successful second term. What if it was President-elect Mike Pence right now? He would have brought religion back to this country, like at least his faith, and citing it since I don't know who. Could a president-elect have had that power to bring religion back in that way? I don't know. You know, Reagan was obviously very outspoken about it. JFK was, you know, the first Catholic president. I don't know. Do you think a president could be the impetus to raise attendance in that way?
Could. I can't say it certainly wouldn't. I mean, there's plenty of states right now that are taking their shot at whether it's putting the Ten Commandments in schools or, you know, whatever, you know, that's religious true. Displays inside of Capitol buildings or other, you know, public buildings. Could a president do that on a national level?
I think COVID, more text, gave us the technology to stay at home and attend the church of your choice. Does that count as attending? It's a little bit what we were saying before. Fair question. More text. We attend a progressive Lutheran church. Our adult children became disillusioned with Christianity when candidates became deeply interwoven with politics, probably very noticeable after 9/11. If your church has a jet, then you probably need to be taxed. Oh, yeah. The taxing situation and the money some people make with this is ridiculous. More text. Too often people use their religion to take away the rights of other people. I think that's a fair point. Chad, Catholic myself, I'm reading text here. I don't go to church as much as my wife, but I love adoration. That's my church mark. Most wars started because of religion, reading your text. The picking and choosing Catholics or Bible is not something I can't get past. Believe this, but not believe that. Yeah, there's a decent amount of that. That's fair. All right, let's get to Pat. Pat has called in. Pat, thank you very much for listening. You're on WCCO Radio.
Good afternoon, Chad. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Pretty good. We go to Ontown St. Paul for Mass on weekly and holy days. And the Catholic Church keeps talking about this is a holy day of obligation, like on New Year's Day. I went to Mass there yesterday, and there was 10 people in the church, 10 that holds 350. 10.
Mm.
10.
Wow.
So what does that all mean when the Archbishop here keeps talking about holy days of obligation? Nobody listens. Nobody cares.
I think they care, but I don't think they care as much about attending.
I mean, it's kind of sad when you're sitting in a church with 10 people out of 350. I mean, you're kind of, we're trying to sing, but what the hell? It's like, I don't even sing well in the shower, let alone to sing out publicly.
Well, you might as well bring the shower with you. Does that, okay,
you might be right, but
does that affect your belief in any way if you're not surrounded maybe traditionally like 200 more people around you?
I'm a traditionalist, and it's very sad. COVID had a big thing with that, really. And people watching Mass from home, no, doesn't count. Come on.
Got to
go.
Pat, Happy New Year. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much, sir.
Jason DeRussia. He actually works here. I think first time since October, he's actually working today.
Good for him.
Good for him. He's next. I mean, he hasn't worked in a long time. He comes in here, and he's right away called a disgusting human being. Not me. I ever offer up an idea, go ahead, Dave Harrigan. What do you say?
Stay in your lane.
Stay in my lane.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with the opens. At the start,
I mean, I thought this was going to be pleasant. I woke up this morning.
This is not on me.
And checked my work email.
Yeah.
And I had an email from the company.
Nice.
Giving me.
What'd you get?
10 Odyssey points. Because it's my birth month.
Well, ooh, well, well. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then to come in here and be called a disgusting human being.
Verbally assaulted. You're a beacon of the community.
You know what? I'm going to give you 10 Odyssey points for that.
There you go. Thank you. Do I get to give points too? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All of us get 30 points a month to give to coworkers.
I'll take your Odyssey bucks.
You didn't know this?
No, I've never heard.
Never given any? I am spreading points around here like you were spreading things around back in the mid-80s.
I've got a lot of shots for that. I'm good. I'm all free of those issues. I will say this on the lives of my children. Mm. I've never heard this before in my entire life.
Yeah. This is our.
What are these?
A lot of people have at their company a various like rewards kind of thing. You do something, somebody gives you made up points, and then you can redeem it for corporate swag that they should be giving you for free.
Okay. Have you, Dave Harrigan, awarded me any points?
No, I have not awarded you any points.
So I just
I think I've given Harrigan points.
You
before.
Have, and those points are very appreciated.
Have you cashed them in?
Well, it takes a lot of points.
I got to do better work, apparently.
Yeah. How many points do you go before you get a hat?
10,000.
10,000.
I was trying to get like a Stanley, you know, one of those big dumb mug things.
Oh, yeah. We're low on those in society.
Well, the Stanley mug is like 183 points, and I currently have. Now, when you give points, you're not giving your own points. You have your own bank, and then you have a bank to give.
Oh, okay. So you're not taking away.
You're not taking away from your own. But I will say I'm more of a giver than a receiver, it seems, here at the company.
How many
company.
Points have you received so far?
I think 10.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Vanita. Because
she's nice.
Because she's nice.
Yeah. I think it's interesting when you say that she's nice, it sounds like an insult.
I didn't mean it in any way. It was an insult that the rest of us.
The rest of us, yeah, we are cretins. The rest of us.
She's just a nicer person than us.
Well, it's not even a close competition.
I'm saying this.
Who is the second nicest? Like, it's so obvious Vanita's the nicest. Who's number two? Ryan.
Laura Oaks.
Laura's a good answer.
Yeah.
Henry? Eh, he's not very nice.
He's more like us. And I'm putting Vanita.
It may be me.
Let's not go that far. Dave, do you want to put Jason in the top three of nicest people on air, producers, news people?
No, I'm not comfortable going there.
I'm not either.
Well, I wasn't even counting like anyone who doesn't host a show.
Yeah, they're beneath, they're beneath you.
Right. I wasn't even considering.
Yeah. Well, and there's also persona and then behind the scenes nice.
Fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Although most people, I would say, and I think it's a testament to our station. I don't know what kind of testament. I think most people on air are pretty much who they are.
I don't think that was always the case at this place.
No.
But today, yes.
Yes.
I think that's true.
I mean, I feel like I know you very well.
Yeah.
I know Carter very well.
Mm-hmm.
I probably, of the on-air folks, know Henry the next best.
Yeah.
I've known Henry.
You've known him for a long time.
For 20-plus years.
Yeah.
Jordana Permanente. I don't know Vanita that well just because our schedules are so opposite.
Right, opposite.
Our past didn't cross as much.
Yeah.
But everything I know about her, she's very nice. I was hoping you... You would say, yes, she is. Yeah.
I mean, she is very nice.
Yeah. What do you plan on doing different with your show in January to set the tone? This is a tone setter for you.
Yeah.
This is a big show.
It's my birth month. I've already been given 10 Odyssey points. Yeah. You can tell the company believes in me.
So, January 24th, you turn 50.
Yeah.
Are we having a bash?
I was not planning on having a bash.
Yeah.
I am.
I might be going on a trip the next day.
I know you
so.
Are. Well, we could do. I mean, I. So I have mixed feelings about this.
Yeah.
I feel like people at my soul.
Yeah.
I am a bit of a people pleaser. And people want there to be a party.
You had one for your 40th.
I did. Like, my family wants there to be a party.
Yeah.
I sort of feel like I don't want a party.
Don't want a party. That's fine.
Yeah. I don't think I
can
want
a party. Can we go to a separate party?
Without me there?
Without you there where Alyssa's there.
Perfect.
And you stay home, and I guess in theory we talk about you a little bit.
A little.
I'm not sure how favorable it will
be. Yeah, you could probably talk crap about me. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's interesting is I'm not quite sure why I don't want a party other than I feel like I did that. I did it.
Yep.
And as you get older, I think people can relate to this. The circle of people that you actually want to spend time with gets smaller. So
that's it. You really don't want to spend 3 hours with that many people.
I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to pay for a party for a bunch of people that
you'll
I don't really care about.
Somehow get it sponsored. I don't know. I don't know who, but there'll be pork there. There'll be Livia products there.
Yeah. It's a great time to refocus on your health. For sure.
Euros there now because you're going to Greece.
I heard that commercial for the first time today.
Yeah.
The Greece trip.
That sounds great.
I'm excited about the Greece.
When are you going?
October, like mid-October. Perfect time to go to Greece because the cruise ship kind of busiest time of the year is sort of past.
Mm.
So the weather is still nice.
You know what they call that season? Shoulder season.
Shoulder season.
That's what they call it in the travel.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I'm not I've only worked here a couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm not a big travel insider yet.
Yeah.
But it's like the zany, overcrowded sort of is over. But the weather is still nice.
Yeah, that's a good time to go.
So it should be good. I've been to Greece before.
You have?
I've never been to Mykonos, but I have been to Santorini and Athens.
Yeah.
And I think Athens is one of the greatest cities in the world.
Would you like to mention right now where people can find the information about this?
You know, just call me. Call me up directly.
Okay, I do have your number.
It's at, I think it's at WCCORadio.com/travel? Try it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Are you opening with New Orleans?
First, we're going to talk about the coup, the Dan Cook coup.
Yeah, that took place. Okay, let's talk a little
New Orleans.
New Orleans,
yes.
When we come back here.
Good.
45 past 2 with Jason. He'll take you home 3-6 on CCO. As we know by now, 3:15 a.m., January 1st. An individual drives down a sidewalk and murders 14 individuals. Bourbon Street, one of your epicenters for New Year's Eve celebrations. If you're going to go to a place where you're going to attack people and you're going to drive at 3:15 a.m., Bourbon Street is probably one of the five or six locations that you're going to pick. This individual who was inspired by ISIS. Some reporting suggests that may not have been directed. I don't know if we know that completely definitively, because press conference to press conference, we learn more information. First press conference yesterday, which was bizarre, because there were too many people there, too many people trying to make a name for themselves, in particular Senator John Edwards, who's making media shots, which is fine, but, you know, probably not at a press conference when you're talking about 14 people who were slaughtered. Senator Edwards with your phony corn pole nonsense and taking shot at elites when, by the way, you went to not one but two Ivy League schools. So let's try some facts here. At one point, the reporting was about Jabbar, the U.S. Army vet, who's a terrorist. This was a pure and simple a terrorist act, and he's a murderer. And I'm glad he's gone. That initially, they told us he was not working on his own. Then today, follow up after they have acquired a lot of data from cell phones and laptops that they believe he was working by himself. They have this from videos that he was a part of as he was driving from Houston to New Orleans to kill individuals. And Jason, we have another member of the military who, by the way, at one point was on the same base as Jabbar, who arrives at the Trump Tower in Vegas in a Tesla, blows it up, kills himself, injures others. Again, from the press conference earlier today, which was much more coordinated, they are saying those two acts are not tied. I know you responded to this on Twitter about individuals. There was one report that the vehicle and this individual may have just come in recently. And so for the folks who have, for valid reasons, in my opinion, challenged Joe Biden on his immigration policy, on securing the borders, it's Biden's fault, it's Biden's fault, it's Biden's fault. Well, then we find out that was not true, that this vehicle was rented in America.
Right.
And this American citizen. That doesn't change my view about Joe Biden and immigration.
No.
Because he was too soft. But you're allowed to have that feeling and then just tell the truth.
Right.
So among all the things that we've learned so far, what has stood out most to you?
Well, I think we are so fixated on the external enemy that we forget that we are the enemy. And here's a guy who was a fairly well-regarded soldier, went to Afghanistan, showed more courage than I've shown in my life, without question.
Army Reserve for years.
And he was radicalized.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's hard for us. There are multiple things that are very difficult for us to digest about this. One, bad stuff happens. Bad stuff happens. Doesn't mean you can't analyze it, try to figure it out. But sometimes a bad act is an individual act that has nothing to do with anything else, really. It just was evil. It was one guy.
Mm-hmm.
We're a giant country. In fact, it's more miraculous that you don't have more of this kind of stuff happening.
I've said this a bunch because I think that is such a salient point. I try to make that often. That, and I was hosting a show at 2 o'clock, September 11th, 2001. And if you would have told any of us, again, we lost 14 souls yesterday. And we've lost other Americans to terror attacks on our soil and defending our country abroad. And I'm not trying to slight them in any way. Because, and may their memory be a blessing, and I wish they would have led lives decades and decades longer. But if someone would have told us now as we approach 24 years later that we would have nothing, nothing even close to September 11th, I think all of us, what we were learning then, would have said, no, our world has changed.
Yeah.
Which shows how often our intelligence apparatus has been brilliant.
It's amazing.
It's because
you know there were more plans.
Oh, my God. And again, this is under Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, and soon to be Trump. And again, like I said earlier, not like they're out there, but the intelligence apparatus of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. But here's what you can't stop all the time, whether it's someone who's intent on evil, just on her own, his own.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm going to the Timberwolves game tonight. And 20,000 people are going to go in to see the Boston Celtics. And if somebody wants to drive down the sidewalk while I and 20,000 others, you can't stop everything.
Right.
You cannot stop everything. Now, can we ask really valid questions about, okay, were you so looking ahead to this Super Bowl with your security, did you pull back? Yes. And then on the ISIS part, I think it is interesting to follow this story.
Yeah.
Because it's super concerning that you can have somebody within our country who, through videos or whatever, could be that person drive down.
Right.
Now, is it
How directed? Does this happen? How does it go? How do you? And, you know, I also think there, and I've talked about this many times, and it's a difficult topic to talk about, but men in America have very little support when it comes to figuring out how to cope with anything.
Yeah.
So this guy was divorced.
Multiple times.
So.
Debt issues.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think we see this with young people. And I'm not saying like that the I talked about this once and somebody got all upset that I was suggesting that like the focus on getting girls into STEM was the problem. And the educational system, though, has largely been focused around trying to figure out how do we get girls back on track because they were being ignored. They were not being encouraged to do kind of the technical, scientific growth careers. There were still all these stereotypes at play. Well, I think what has happened over the last 30 years of trying to fix that is that boys have been left behind in many ways. And so maybe not.
I think some have. You know, whether that's connected to this one in any way.
Who knows? But I do think one commonality of almost every terror attack and mass shooting is that it's a man. And why is that? Why is that? Why is it that men... Is it just men are more violent? Is it that men are... I don't know. But why is that?
I think we probably could look back to the start of our country and say acts of attacks have been more male-driven.
So how come we don't address that in any way?
Well, then it becomes how can you address it within the confines of the law, with presumption of innocence, where you want to have some level of freedom, and then when I'm literally holding up right now my laptop, which I can punch in anything I want.
No.
And if I want to use that as a driving vehicle to push me down a hole of despair, of happiness, of things that are going to pervert my mind, that's all out there.
Yeah.
And there are people who are more the organizers of this, who hate the West, America in particular, who love to prey on those vulnerable individuals. Mm-hmm. And maybe he was one of them. We just don't know yet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of what I was saying, too, at one point in the first hour is people just love to have their already entrenched position.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then when a tragedy happens, and then here's how much time they take to pursue facts. I'm done.
Yeah.
They don't wait at all. They just go, well, it's obviously so-and-so's fault because I've disagreed with them forever. They hate America. Their policies are insufficient. I'm not asking you to change your position, but can we just learn a little bit of information before you comment directly on this one? It shouldn't be that hard, but it is now.
It is hard, yeah. And you just have to learn to filter your sources of information a little bit. Like I had to log off of social media yesterday because it just was ridiculous. It was everybody just trying to wedge their preconceived position into this event. And it, to me, it is a little disgusting.
I was headed that way, and then I was lucky because my school was playing this highly entertaining football
game. It was a heck of a game.
It was a great game. So I just checked out, and it was great.
Yeah.
And it was great. And then later I got back to it, and by then some facts actually were out there.
Yeah, some facts.
Wow, and then we can actually react to facts.
It is natural that people, the world moves quicker today, you know? And some of the public officials were kind of irritated by journalists asking questions, which is absurd. But, like, the world moves fast. And so some of that is on us as consumers of information to understand that, yeah, figure out why things are changing.
Well, speaking of moving fast,
things change.
You've lost your show. I mean,
outrageous.
I assume you're going to that position over here, and Dan's coming
right
back.
I'm now producing.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an okay run.
It was okay. It wasn't a good run. Yeah. It was a run.
Yeah. Dan, enjoy Greece. We're back tomorrow, including Dumber Than We Thought. I'll carry Carter at 11:30.